This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Power Talk, 9 a.m. to noon.
The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Indeed, let's get ready to rumble and welcome to this week's installment of Culture Corner, where we delve into the rich tapestry of East London's boxing culture. For over three decades, this coastal city nestled in the heart of the Eastern Cape has earned the moniker of the boxing mecca of South Africa, with an astonishing track record of producing over 20 world champions and more than 50 national champions. The boxing phenomena in East London and Danzani is nothing short of extraordinary. In this segment, we explore the factors behind this remarkable achievement and lessons it holds for societal transformation and renewal. And we do have the honor of having with us this morning the icon himself in boxing, that is Vuyani Bungu. Mr. Bungu, a pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me, and good day to the listener.
Man, it's such a pleasure to have you on the program this morning. So as a former professional boxer who rose to prominence from East London, what do you believe sets the boxing culture of this particular area apart from other areas in South Africa?
You know, my man, so many people have been asking that question, you know, and I always say, you know, there's a seed that God has planted in this area of Mdansa. You know, because even a young child who's 4 years old, you'll see, even if he's walking on the road, you just see a shadow boxing from nowhere, not even enter in the boxing gym, you know. So it's just a seed that God has planted in this area. And you know, it goes back to the guys who paved the way for us. You name them, Abo Pedro Mkhaji, Abo Wedile Nkosi Nkulu, Abo Zwelile Ngongolo, and the others. You know, they made us proud in this area.
Mr. Bungu, if you allow me to, let me also welcome our next guest. That is Xolile Dike. He's a member of the Boxing SA Steering Committee. Mr. Dike, also a pleasure to have you in this conversation with Mr. Vuyani Bungu.
Thanks very much, my leader. Let me also greet my champion, Vuyani the Beast Bungu. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother, for having me. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
So we heard Vuyani Bungu's opening remarks, Mr. Dike, saying that a special seed has been planted in Buffalo City, where we see this culmination of champions emerging from this city. As a member of the Boxing SA Steering Committee, how do you assess the significance of East London or Mdansani's boxing legacy, especially within the broader landscape of South African boxing?
Yes, thanks very much, my presenter. You know the question that you are asking is a question that is pregnant, but I will be able to try to deal with it by saying, I would say without Mdansani or East London or Buffalo City boxing, which is the mecca of boxing, it's like we are having no boxing in South Africa. If you can look at the history of the boxing, if you look at the champions that we have produced, the champion that we have produced here at home, and also the champions that departed to Gauteng and other provinces, where they became world champions and other SA champions in that specific area. We are very rich in terms of the talent. We have everything. We've got boys that go to the gym, already know how to jab, how to throw a hook, how to throw an uppercut. some of them don't even learn, you know, the basics there, you know, in the gym, but they learn it in the streets. My champion, Vuyani Pungu, knows that most of us, whilst we were boxers, with even having, you know, those sparrings that were organized by the elders, where we were using, you know, plastic or boxes as gloves, you know, just throwing those blows. So basically, if we look at PSA, for instance, there is a lot that needs to be done in terms of ensuring that we are working with open boxing, which was called amateur boxing, to develop and nurture this talent so that we can produce more champions, because we have the capacity to do that. We've got good trainers, we've got very good boxers. I can mention a few development coaches, for instance, within the area. The likes of Praben Jalisi, the likes of Chief Njegane, the likes of Damoi, the likes of Mr. Mtegwane, who is key in terms of administration, in terms of open boxing in our area. I can name a lot of them.
I'm also looking forward to hearing from you, the Power Listener, to give us your perspective. Are you from Mdanzane in East London, or are you familiar with this area and the boxing prowess that you see in many of the young men and women who are partaking in this all-important sport as well? Give us your perspective. Do call us on 0861-987-000. Let's go back to the champion himself, that is Vuyani Bungu. Mr. Bungu, from your perspective, what would you say are some of the key challenges facing aspiring boxers that I keep speaking about, these young boxers in East London, and how these challenges can be addressed as well to ensure this continued success in the sport?
There's a lot that I can explain here. You know, our balls, today they are involved. A lot of kids today, especially in our township, not only here, all over South Africa, they are involved in drugs, teenage abusing alcohol, and so many things. You see, our job here is to go, around and look for that talent. The talent is there, but we need to be in our communities and be able to identify the talent, so that we can be able to take the boys away from the streets, away from all these naughty things that is happening in our communities.
Very important issues that you raise, Mr. Vuyani Bungu. Let me connect with one of our Power Listeners who wants to add to this conversation as well. We have Welcome Nita, who I understand is a former professional boxer himself. Welcome. What do you have on your mind this morning?
Okay, thank you for having me on your radio station, Power FM. Vianne has already alluded to, we are involved in terms of reviving the boxing. Fortunately enough, we are employed by Buffalo City Municipality under the Department of Sport. We already have a program in that regard, myself and Vianne, just to make sure we keep away these young kids from substance abuse, as Vianne has mentioned. Boxing is like a religion right here in the Eastern Cape. But after some time, it has sort of declined to a point whereby you can say it's dead. It is worrying, and also it is due to that effect that we are busy doing what we are doing under the umbrella of the sport department under PCM. Yes, I'm trying to concur with what Vianne has already said.
Welcome. If you'll stay on the line with us as well, we still want to get more of your insights regarding your observations when it comes to boxing, the sport that is boxing in the province. But let me bring back as well to this conversation. Xolile Dike, of course, is the member of the Boxing SA Steering Committee. So, Mr. Dike, I want to touch on initiatives or programs that we have started hearing about from Vuyani Bungwe as well as Welkan Ngcitha regarding initiatives or programs that Boxing SA has implemented. Tell us a bit more about that story to support and nurture boxing talent in East London and Tanzania, also other regions known for their boxing culture. What are you doing in this regard?
Thanks very much. Boxing South Africa has Boxing South Africa has a service level agreement, you know, working with Open Boxing in terms of developing our young boxers. But then, what my champions have already said there is as the interventions that are critical, because we have these challenges with our boys, we have this substance abuse, and the social problems at large, which is. That requires some structures where we can be able to deal with these things, both with the interventions from the local, from the BCM where they are working, which is the metropolitan municipality, together with the structures within boxing, which the programs are supposed to be led. If we are talking at amateur level, for instance, which is amateur boxing, we should deal with the structures in relation to that, which is SANABO, where this SANABO, as Amir have said, that they have a service level agreement with BSA. Then we have our municipalities and we have our communities. Because one thing that you cannot forget is that these kids are coming from the communities. The interventions from the communities are always critical, because the parents are the ones that are grooming these youngsters at home. At school, the teachers are the ones that are dealing with these boys. And then at the gyms, the trainers are the ones that are dealing with these boys. So one of the critical things then that you have even seen within the development within DSA is that the structures, there should be structures for the managers. There should be structures for the boxers. There should be structures for the promoters, as you have seen, you know, in terms of the developments that are actually happening. In combination of that, we can be able to work towards ensuring that we produce more champions, we produce more quality boxers that are able to change the lives, not only of themselves, but the lives of their home. Remember, we don't have mines in East London and Tanzania and the surrounding areas. But our boxing is like a culture, and our boxing is the one that brings money, that makes the families to be able to eat. They contribute to the economic growth of the province. But we cannot do that without combining all those forces together. Thank you.
Let's go back to our champion, that is Vuyani Bungwe as well. Vuyani, just to touch on what Mr. Dike has spoken to right now, in your view, how important is it for, call it support, whether it's government and other relevant stakeholders, how important is the support to invest in sports development, particularly in areas like East London or Tanzania, to harness this potential of boxing as a vehicle for social change and empowerment? Like Mr. Dike said, there's no mine in Tanzania.
Yes, but it's very important, the voice that Mr. Dike has already said here. You know, that is why the BCMM took us to the Department of Sports so that we can be able to move around. In fact, we created something with Welkan, you know, in that department, that we need to as well use the former boxers that are not doing anything in our community. Those who some people forgot about them, you know, to be part of that, because our aim is to go back to where boxing used to be, you know, in schools and everything. So we cannot do that on me and Welkan only. That is why that we are trying with already in fact talk to our executive mayor and about this idea that we're having, you know, to go to these former boxers, so that we can be able you know, putting our heads together for one positive initiative. It's very important because now we are fighting with these substance abuse that our young boys that are busy with. You know, I think our positive mind is to take this voice from the streets. You know, take boxing to where it needs to be. You know, those olden days. You know, there are people who are sacrificing their money for these young boys. There are people who are sacrificing cars and everything for these young boys. You know, to take them away from the streets. You know, and this is exactly our plan as well, to move around Buffalo City. You know, to spread the Evangelia boxing, you know, around the Buffalo City.
And I'll tell you one thing, my champion, that you say I live Evangelile boxing. But welcome, Nita. If there's one thing that if I can tell you or give you a personal insight, I love watching sport documentaries and following the lives and the highlights of some of these famous boxers or athletes as well. Let's speak about your experience. Reflecting on your own journey, what are some of the most memorable moments or achievements that you cherish from your time as a professional boxer representing East London, Umdanzane?
Hello. I can hear you. Welcome. I'm away.
Hello.
Okay.
Welcome. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you now, but I lost you as you were talking. I'm not sure where.
Oh, okay. I'm saying just give us a few touch points reflecting on your journey. What are some of the most memorable moments that stand out for you, or achievements that you cherish from your time as a professional boxer?
Obviously, a milestone about it is when I won the world title. It was during the time it was everybody's dream, and it was a dream that was unreachable. But there I was, being in that position, and managed to bring the title for the first time here at home, not only here at home based on the type of a title as in the IBF, I was the first to bring it into the continent. So that's a milestone. That's something that will always be there. I'll always cherish it. I'm not sure whether I'm answering your question.
You are spot on. And actually, I think I might even develop an idea to follow you with a camera. And we put your story on camera as well. But anyway, that's besides the point. Going back to Mr. DK, with the rise of other combat sports and alternative career paths for young athletes, let's speak about what Boxing SA is doing to adapt its approach to also ensuring that boxing remains a viable and attractive option for aspiring talent in East London.
Yeah, thanks very much for that. I can tell you that in the area, we have an organization which is the Open Boxing, as I have said, that has just produced some boxers that were competing in the African Games. Some of them were even competing in this tournament that was in Durban last week. There are various programs that are available within the space. As you have indicated, that today or these days, it's unlike the days of Welcome Nita and Vuyani Bungu, where most of the youngsters in our area were just going for boxing because it was natural for them to join boxing. But there were other opportunities that were made available that make a choice of these youngsters, and some of the parents do not want their children to join boxing. But because of success of development in this area, and because of the achievement of the former world champions, as Welcome Greta have indicated, that in 1990 he won the IBF world title. Then Vuyani Bungu in 1994, he won the IPF again. Then the others follows, like your Bulelo Bodile, your Hawk Makepula, and the others. That has made the legacy in terms of our area to say boxing is our sport of choice. we don't have any other means or any other sport that competes with boxing in terms of popularity in our area, and also in terms of the achievements in our area. Hence, Mr. Vuyani Bungu was saying one of the programs that are necessary currently is to develop the sport through the schools. We need to take boxing back to schools. That's the area that we are not doing as well for now. But in terms of the sport locally, I can vouch to say we are doing well with our local municipalities, as he has said, because most of the events that are being organized, they include events that are organized by our stakeholders. The business is the one that we need more in terms of ensuring that they put money. There is money that is needed even on open boxing, because when you are organizing a tournament, there are a lot of things that you need to do. You need to organize a ring. You need to organize a venue, transportation for the boxers, and even food for these young boxers, because most of the families are not working. Meaning that there is a lot. Hence, you will find that many do cry when they lose their boxers to the successful trainers, because they have contributed a lot of money to ensure that these boxers, they develop. But when it comes now for them to reap the results in terms of getting financial viability through gaining some fights within the professional, but our boys now, they tend to lose or they tend to leave their trainers and go to the other spaces. So what I'm trying to say is that there is a lot that is in terms of development, in terms of this boxing. And I am also congratulating the interventions that the likes of Welcome Nita and Vuyani Bungu via the office of Princess Faku, which is our mayor, through the interventions that they are making, because we need the local municipality, we need our metro to ensure that our boxing remains relevant.
And to take from that point, Mr. Vuyani Bungu, as somebody who's still deeply invested in the sport of boxing, what personal experiences or insights have you gained from your involvement, especially in East London's boxing scene? And how has it shaped your perspective on the sport and its potential for societal impact, Mr. Bungu?
Come again, I didn't hear your question, sorry, mate.
Oh, no, I'm saying, as somebody who's still invested in the sport of boxing, give us some insight on your personal experience or insights that you have gained from your involvement in East London. What you have observed.
Yes, you know, some of the things that you touch them, you know. You know, for boxing, as a former world boxing champion, when we intervene, because we see that the problem that is heavy, that is happening in our boxing, so many things, some of them, it's painful. It's painful when you see a young boy who still have 3 to 4 years, 5 years that can make collect the money in the sport of boxing, but because of the certain things that happened to them, they turn back to their skills. They turn back to the gym because of some of the certain promoters, you know, misusing them and all that, you know. We face those challenges, you know, in our communities and in our former boxers, you know. But we are trying our best, you understand, to motivate them back to the sport of boxing. It's tough, but we are trying our best, and the seemingly with the drive of the department that you are in with Welcome, the support and everything, we seem to be winning this challenge.
Let me thank all my guests this morning. That is Xoli Ledike. He is the member of the Boxing SA Steering Committee.
Can I chip in?
Right. You can chip in very quickly. We have under a minute.
Okay, cool. Sure. I just want to add a little bit more weight, more meat to what Vian has already said. This program of ours has already started talking about education. We have already approached the Department of Education at the district level as well as at the provincial level. This thing of bringing boxing back to school, it's something that we already busy with. That is on the pipeline. I mean, it's rolling now. Pretty soon, you'll be hearing that we have already started with what also Vianna mentioned in talking about the former boxers, those who are struggling right now. We've already identified about 20 of them, but there are a lot of them. So there is something that at the end of the day, they'll be getting a stipend with the help of the mayor as well as our HOD, that is the department, the Buffalo City Municipality. That's something on its own that is already showing that it's not something that we're thinking about. It's something that already, as we're talking right now, it can start anytime. I just want to add, I just thought of adding a little bit of that kind of a meat to what Vianna was talking about that we are busy with at our office.
Thank you so much, Mr. Deke. And just like that, we've come to the end of this conversation, really wrapping up this conversation around the rich tapestry of East London's boxing culture. We had with us Xolile Deke, member of Boxing SA Steering Committee, as well as the two champions that are Vuyani Bungu, as well as Welcome Nita. Also speaking to some of the initiatives that they are involved in when it comes to promoting the boxing sport here in East London, the mecca, the boxing mecca of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.